This is your KBNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, July 17th. I'm Audrey McCabe. For the safety of firefighters and the public, the Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre, and Gunnison National Forests Ranger District has expanded the closure area in the vicinity of the Elk wildfire, effective yesterday at noon. You can find a map of the closure at fs.usda.gov. It'll also be linked on the web post for this newscast at kvnf.org. An important component of a weeks-long firefighting operation is rotating management teams. This allows decision-makers to get proper rest, so they're not worn out while lives depend on them. The Gold Mountain Fire was initially being managed by the Rocky Mountain Complex Incident Management Team 3, but they passed the responsibility on to Team 2 last week. The fire is now burning over 37,000 acres. Firefighters are continuing to improve fire lines along the Highway 550 corridor and north along the fire perimeter to Cow Creek. Firefighters are utilizing wood chippers to convert brush, shrubs, and small trees that were removed during line construction into small wood chips. Crews are securing the fire edge around Nate Creek by linking fire lines with natural features. Firefighters are working on reinforcing indirect fire line to the north along the western forest boundary and east towards BLM lands, then moving back to the south towards Silverjack Reservoir. As they construct and reinforce the lines, they are also implementing point protection around structures, installing pumps and hoses to protect homes and other values at risk from the fire. And the Aspen Acres fire also recently transitioned management teams. The Alaska Complex Incident Management Team 1 started management operations but handed things over yesterday to Northern Rockies Complex Incident Management Team 6. That fire is now burning over 99,000 acres. Officials warned yesterday that the fire poses a serious threat to the town of Rye. The Structure Protection Group is mitigating threats to properties in the area and all along the west side of the fire, including other communities to the north and west. County sheriffs and fire managers are meeting daily to discuss operations and evacuation levels. Officials say that everyone wants to see residents return home, but not before it is safe to do so. Immigration is often in the headlines, but one story that's less often told is what happens to people who go missing while trying to cross the U.S.-Mexico border. Volunteer search teams regularly head into the desert, hoping to find those who have disappeared and bring answers to their families. Earlier this month, KDNK's Raleigh Burley traveled to El Paso, Texas, to volunteer with one of those organizations. He shares this report.
Driving toward El Paso, through Doña Ana County, New Mexico, I see the border wall for the first time, its stark brown form extending endlessly parallel to Interstate 10. Entering El Paso, I see the colorful homes of Ciudad Juarez across the Rio Grande River, and I imagine how it would feel for someone to sit on those hills, staring across the United States, following an arduous journey to arrive this far. Crossing the U.S. border, however, is perhaps the most dangerous part yet. Nearly 1 year ago, No More Deaths, a humanitarian group based in Arizona, released a database and a map documenting migrant remains recovered on the U.S. side of the border with Mexico. Depending on the region, they claim 20 to 40% more deaths than the U.S. Customs and Border Protection's official count. The No More Deaths Project includes known border deaths from 2002 to April 2025. Collected through public records requests to county medical examiners and investigators, coroners, sheriff's offices, as well as Customs and Border Protection and other agencies. Many more deaths are estimated where remains were never found, including thousands in Mexico. Of the 11,560 recorded deaths, a cluster of 321 is listed in Doña Ana County, New Mexico.
This is the most active area that we've searched in like 3 years. This is where we found the most.
Marine Corps veteran James Holman founded Battalion Search and Rescue in 2020. The nonprofit organizes volunteer search missions in remote areas of Arizona and New Mexico. Their stated mission is, quote, to save lives and provide closure for families and loved ones.
I worked with some of the groups like the Armadillos and the Aguilas for years, and a difference from us to them is that we do these general searches in these high traffic areas, right? Like the Growler Valley in Arizona or here. Whereas they typically do cases. They're looking for a certain person.
The organization has located some 120 final resting places, contributing to the documentation of a humanitarian crisis along the southern border. And they've assisted many more people by providing water, directions, or helping them to connect with emergency services.
Seeing people crossing is quite rare. We've done it, we've given them water, but it's quite rare.
According to Holman, the work is about remembrance, dignity, and making sure that people who are, quote, too often reduced to statistics are seen as human beings. In early June 2026, Battalion hosted its inaugural Not Forgotten project, orchestrating a week of daily searches in Doña Ana County, where they had previously reported over 40 sites. For six consecutive days, between 4 and 10 volunteers swept up to 6 miles of desert, searching. I joined for the final 2 days.
To our right is a 100% busy migrant route.
Carrying handheld radios, volunteers fan out in a staggered line, following previous search and rescue tracks mapped using the Gaia GPS app. The group walks at a clip, each person staying within sight of the people on either side, with James and his partner in action and in life, Abby Carpenter, guiding from the flanks. They swivel their gaze, checking left, checking right, looking behind, looking ahead.
Let's go this way. And I'll be on the right, sweetie, and I'll follow that old track.
Okay. Hiking through the sand, over and around swells of pokey palo verde and yucca plants, I spot some clothing beneath a bush. We had already encountered many discarded backpacks, sweaters, hats, even shoes, but something here felt different. I check around the bush, and there rests a human jawbone, unmistakable, full of teeth.
Oh, this has braces. Sorry.
Braces?
Yeah, there's braces on this person.
Another.
Yeah, braces. Not with those fancy rubber bands. They've all been wired together. Maybe it's different than.
There's hair here.
Nearby, we find rib bones, a humerus, scapula, pelvis, femurs, and a bra. I ask Abby about next steps.
Are we supposed to report to the law enforcement of the area? For us here, it's the Doña Ana County Sheriff. And we call in to non-emergency, it's not an emergency, and then we try to send them.
After they bully her.
Here, all I want is their email address. Give me an email address, because we have a form, and it has what we found, the GPS point, how to get here, how many miles from different roads, my name, my email, my phone number, and they never want to give me their email. I finally get their email. They're supposed to come out and locate. And then they contact the Office of the Medical Investigator, OMI, who has field agents, because only they can handle the remains. The sheriffs, the deputies can't touch this.
Beside each bone, they tie a fluorescent pink ribbon. Later, at a gas station, they call it in.
That was KDNK's Raleigh Burley reporting from El Paso, Texas. That story was shared with us via Rocky Mountain Community Radio. And a short PSA for KVNF listeners. Firefighters battling the Gold Mountain Fire are mourning one of their own, and KVNF is collecting letters, cards, artwork, and thank you notes to deliver to the crews. At the Incident Command Post, there's a board set aside for messages of support, and right now, it could use some filling. The firefighters don't need supplies, but they could use some kindness. Drop off your messages at the KVNF studio in Paonia on Grand Street weekdays from 9 to 5, or at our Mantra studio at 19 North Cascade Avenue anytime. If we're not there, just slip them through the mail slot. We'll make sure your messages reach the firefighters. That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Audra McCabe.